30, one day I forgot a promise that I made to myself. And the promise I had made to myself was I never was going to pick up a drink. And I managed to get through school and everything else without doing that. I had an attitude. I copped a real good attitude. And the deal is that, and I never felt, and I hear this from up here all the time, I never felt like I fit. I never felt, you know, pretty enough, smart enough, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what it was. I never figured it out. I don't care. Maybe, though, when I think back, maybe it's because I didn't have a dad when I went to kindergarten. And maybe it's because, you know, I talked funny. My first father was murdered at the age of 24 in a speakeasy in Chicago. My mother was in the hospital with me. She was 3 months pregnant when my dad came to visit her on a Thanksgiving day in 1930. And he left and he went to find a drink. And throughout the years, I found out that my dad was an alcoholic at the age of 24. And he knew where to get alcohol back in the 30s, and he went and he got it, and he was gunned down. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So my mom and I moved in with my Scottish grandpa. My mother and that whole side of the family came from Aberdeen, Scotland, and that's all I heard was that Scottish brogue, and that's the way I talked when I went to kindergarten, and the kids couldn't understand me. I didn't have a father, and I got laughed right out, and I hated school. I hated to go, and I put up a fuss, and my mother always made me go. You know, my mother remarried when I was 8 years old to one of the finest men I have ever met in my life. A wonderful man. Never considered him as a stepfather, always as a father. But when I didn't have a dad, you know, in the beginning, I really copped an attitude, and I felt like I was sitting out there, and all you were in here. And that was the way I felt. I also had a resentment going for my mom that I hung on to many, many, many years. My mother reached right into alcoholism when she was, I was 12 years old. And she wasn't a violent drunk. She just slept a lot. And so I was responsible for my stepbrother. And I swore to myself that that was never going to happen to my children at all. And because of you and the Rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, you taught me that resentment rots the pot it's in. And you taught me about getting through a resentment. And you did with my mother this way. You wanted me to meet with my brother and really talk about when we were kids. And I did, and you'd think we were both brought up in a different home. He remembered all the positive. I looked at the negative. And through that and through you, I was able to see a lot of the positive stuff Mama had done for me, and I was able to make amends to her for my resentment before she passed away. Thank God for you for doing that. But anyway, so I had this attitude and kept it going, and Prince Charming came driving along in his 1955 Ford, over 6 foot blonde, shoulders like the Rocky Mountains, steel blue eyes, and boy, I jumped in that Ford. And off we went, off we went into the sunset, and I knew everything was just gonna be dandy fine in my life because I was gonna get everything I want. Well, marriage doesn't work that way, I found out. And I copped this attitude, continued to have it going, and I made life very uncomfortable for him. And when my first daughter, Annie, was born, a year and a half after we got married, I didn't like being a mother either because it interfered with what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And I hadn't even picked up the first drink. So I think about that, and I think, oh, my word. You know, because I couldn't figure it out. Because when I was a little girl running in the sunshine chasing butterflies, I always wanted to be a good wife and a mother, and it wasn't happening. And I didn't like it. And I was grumpy and negative and complained a lot. And we were at a party once, and